outstanding content, but when it's time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want. Broadcasting live from the palatial studios of LA Talk Radio, get ready for the best morning show on radio. It's Sam in the Morning, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Wednesday, January 18th.
Hola, ¿qué pasa?
You're in your Mexican mood this morning.
I am. I'm in a silly mood. When am I not in a silly mood, though?
Yeah, well, you should be. We've got two great guests in the studio. We'll bring him in just a second.
Mm-hmm.
How are you doing this morning?
I'm good. I'm happy. My sister's in town.
Yeah.
We had fun last night. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Are you guys close?
Yeah,
that's
much.
Cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well,
she's here.
She's here, and you guys will
She'll tell
from
us
her
how close you are.
Yeah.
We're going to find that out all by ourselves here.
I'm trying to get her to move out here. That's
yeah?
kind of the thing. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Well, she lives in New York, and
right.
She's going looking at graduate school, so she's here kind of just checking it out, scoping it out, and
okay.
loving it. So I'm trying to show her all of L.A. as best I can in a short of time.
Okay.
Like what she
We're
would like.
We're talking like she's not in the room.
I know. She's not in the room. There's a wall here. Anyway.
Well, that's cool. So we might as well bring in our guests.
Yeah,
you know,
we might
I don't
as well.
Want to keep them waiting. So why don't you go ahead and introduce them to us?
Well, my sister's sitting here, Samantha.
Hey, what's up?
Welcome, Samantha.
And we have James O'Keefe here.
James, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Of course. You seem to be awake and everything. So.
I am awake, yeah.
Yeah.
I feel good.
Aren't we all?
Yeah.
I had a kid this morning. I had a kid. I have a kid, so I had to get her going this morning. So
yeah.
Oh, really?
You up.
Wow.
Going to school.
Are you a single father, or do you switch with a mother?
Yeah, we switch. Yes.
Oh, okay. That's pretty cool. How old is the kid?
Three. The kid.
Really?
Lucy.
The kid. I'm
Lucy.
Like, aw, that's
wow, I don't know her name.
I know, but I laid it down like the
name.
Kid, too. So
yeah,
it's perfectly fine. The kid is three.
Aw.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
But that's good. It's a great age. I remember
mm-hmm.
when I had my kids that age, and it's fun, you know, but it kind of sucks, you know, when you separate from your wife and stuff, because the kid's small.
Mm-hmm.
They never
mm-hmm.
really get a memory of what it's like to live with both parents, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, you know, it's like it always comes to the point where if you guys don't get along, it's the best thing to do, you know, because anything else is just going to be destructive for the kid.
Right.
Yeah, no, yeah, absolutely agree. It makes sense. And we get along fantastic now, so, hey.
Yeah.
Not that anything was that bad then, so,
yeah.
you know, just sometimes things don't click. And
yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah, but if you can get along, at least for the sake of the kid.
Absolutely.
Then you got it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know, so. So how do you guys know each other?
Well, actually, he shot me last week for my headshot.
Oh, I shot her.
You
yes.
shot me.
I'm a photographer. Photographer.
I died and I came back alive. Anyway, yeah. So, well, like, you know what? It's funny because I freaked out at the shoot beforehand. The shoot. Remember, I was telling him like, I can't do headshots. I
yeah, you don't like headshots.
I hate them.
Right.
I really do because I feel like. When I'm modeling and I'm doing other shoots, I feel really comfortable because you know what it is? It's not focusing in on one area.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Uh-huh.
And I can just be silly and goofy and it doesn't matter really what my face looks like because I can be, like, you know, they're not really focusing. It's like, it's the whole picture.
Right.
Whereas I feel like, well, also headshots are more intimate and I don't, that's just the thing. Like, I don't know. I freak out.
Really?
They're more intimate. Really?
They are.
You think so?
Yeah.
Hmm.
In
okay.
me. I don't know. I feel like they are.
Okay.
And I think maybe that's why I freak out.
Because mm-hmm.
you can see
like,
more detail, I guess, of the face and everything. You know, it's
you
like
can,
you put it out
yeah.
there.
And I'm also, believe it or not, even I talk like crazy. I'm very more, I'm like guarded in a way. So it's like, I don't want to let you know what I'm really like. You know what I mean? It's like in the photo. I don't know. It's just, I'm weird.
Yeah. And then at the same time, you say guys have to really know you, get to know you.
Oh, yeah,
if they want to get anywhere. So
exactly.
yeah, you got to decide.
That's a whole other conversation. Yeah, we had this conversation the other day where I'm like, you know, I kind of, everyone thinks, oh, you're a fun party girl, you're whatever. And you know what? If you're not going to take the time to get to know me, then
yeah, exactly. The hell with you.
Yeah, I don't really care. Yeah. So, fine.
Yeah.
Let you think whatever you want. I don't care.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's move on.
So, okay, well. So, Samantha, welcome to the show. Hey. You just flew in from New York?
Yeah, I did. I was in Baltimore visiting my parents. Mm-hmm. And then I flew out here yesterday and had a very long trip, but it was so worth it. I slept the whole way.
Yeah.
Well, I tried to.
I know. 5 hours seems like a long trip when you fly it, but try going overseas for 14, 15 mm-hmm. hours.
Copy that.
See what that's like, man.
Yeah, I feel you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So you live in New York?
I do.
How long have you lived there?
I've not very long, for about 4 years. You know, enough to say that I feel acclimated, but, you know, it's I still enjoy it, and although LA is seriously growing on me.
Yeah, really?
And it's only been a day.
Oh, yeah? Yeah. You haven't been here before?
I have, but not enough to really experience it, you know, the way that I am now. I was 15 when I visited last, and it just wasn't the same. So.
Yeah. Now it's different. Now you can take her out to bars and
exactly.
things like that. You can really see LA.
Yeah,
the underbelly of LA.
I know, but I already have the fever, so.
Yeah, which is great. But yeah, she's out here for graduate school. She was on Team USA for figure skating.
Oh, really?
Yeah, no, I was.
When was that?
Well, I, from about 15 until 19, or 18.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was when I was, like, really serious about figure skating. I did ice dancing.
Yeah.
And that's when, you know, it's basically like ballroom dancing. You're skating with a partner. I was skating with my love interest at the time. So
yeah, that was a disaster.
Yeah. It was an absolute disaster, which is why that ended almost as fast as it came. But
It was a couple of years, though. They were partners for years, mm-hmm. and then they got involved. And
And then it was over. You see, that's why they say...
Then it got evil.
Yeah. You should never get involved with people you work with, you know?
Never
mix business with pleasure.
I beg to differ.
I don't know.
Really?
Yeah, well, yeah.
What is your take on that?
My take? I don't know. Don't get your honey where you get your money.
I don't know. See, I think we were talking before. I know I'm out there and I'm different, but in that sense. But I find that when I'm with somebody, I want to do everything for that person and make them as successful as like I am. And I want to help. Like there shouldn't be any competition. There shouldn't be. I don't know.
It's not about competition.
It's a team.
What I'm saying though is this. Let's say you guys work together, right? Then you get together.
You break up or something eventually.
Right.
And then
what are you going to do?
But I don't make things weird. Okay. I'm friends with all of my exes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I'm the weirdo that is. Because I'm not even like.
But do you still work
dude,
with
guess,
your exes? Do you still have to work with
them?
Yeah,
absolutely. Oh, okay. Like, well, my production company is with one of my exes.
Okay.
And we're like best of friends. We fight like cats and dogs half the time. But like, it's fun. It's all like fun loving. You know, we click and we're very creative together.
Right.
So what?
Well, in your case, I guess it works. You're the exception.
That's my argument.
Like, it didn't work out.
But your sister is showing us that it doesn't work out.
I mean, like, I'm still very good friends with him, or he's my best friend. We grew up together. But, you know, the reason that we broke up, reason that we had to withdraw from Team USA is because it became a business. You know, it was a job, and our relationship conflicted with that. Mm. And, you know, when I broke up with him, he was like, all right, peace.
Yeah.
You know?
That's
I was like,
it.
Yo, what about the team? Like, we're a team. And he's like, no, like, I'm out of here. I'm like, all right, whatever, man. Like, so anyways, so.
You see, that's how it happens most times. But I hate to tell you.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Lame.
You're a unique person. You know,
I am.
You don't like to get in fights and stuff.
I don't.
Yeah.
I like everyone to just get along.
Yeah,
I don't
let's all get along.
Yeah.
That makes sense. Does everybody feel that way on the other side?
Huh?
Do they feel that way on the other side?
I try to make them.
Yeah, you brainwash them a little bit. It's like, come on, it's going to be okay. Yeah. Trust me.
Well, you know, I know it's like it may be weird at first where I'm like, I want everyone to be friends. And I always mesh groups together. Mm-hmm. If I think it's going to work. You know, and I'm like, oh, well, mesh groups. I want everyone to get along and meet each other. Because I feel like if you're a part of my life, it's for a good reason. Like, I care about you in some way that I care about this person and this person and this person. I want you all to get along.
Yeah,
and all,
that's
like,
true.
You know? I don't get the whole separate thing. Like, it's just not me.
Okay.
You.
So, James, where are you originally from? Were you born here?
I was actually born in Texas. Yeah.
You see, nobody's born here. Everybody moves here.
No. It's funny how many people I actually meet as a photographer. You know, I'm meeting somebody new almost every day.
Right.
And actually, I meet quite a people from quite a number of people from LA, absolutely.
So, really?
But yeah, I've kind of hopped around, been in Chicago, Vancouver, Canada.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
And doing photography in all these places?
Those places, it was more music at the time. I was kind of, wandering around a bit in my 20s there.
Yeah.
It was fantastic.
Wanting to be a rock star?
Exactly. I was shooting those still. I was trained, but I was just kind of, shooting on the side. And more landscape, things like that.
Yeah. And where in Texas did you come from?
Corpus Christi.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Did you come from?
Yes. Well, why? Did I say
anything? No, it just sounded funny. Yeah. Anyway.
Sand dunes and palm trees.
Okay. I'll ask where did you move from next time.
Wait, so how long have you been shooting here in LA?
I've been shooting probably the past, I would say, 4 years now, although I've been here a little longer than that. I was concentrating in filmmaking, which I still am. Mm-hmm. But as far as photography goes, it just kind of took over my life.
Really?
Picked up a camera and it took off. So I guess that's how you know when you're supposed to be doing something.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, so that's basically just what's been happening the past 4 years.
That's cool.
Yeah.
And then I guess you have to meet a lot of people because you need subjects for your photographs. I mean, otherwise, a photographer's got nothing to do. I get a new camera, I've got nothing to take pictures of.
He's amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, amazing. Mm-hmm. Like, my photos are amazing. They're like the best I've ever had.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Wow. That's pretty cool.
So.
Now, you see, that's a compliment.
No. I greatly appreciate that.
Wow.
Yeah, it was a good time. You're a great subject.
So did you teach yourself photography or did you go to school?
Well, I went to film school. So, obviously you're going to learn something about cameras.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So picking up a still frame was, it was an easy thing to do.
Yeah. Was that in Texas that you started?
No, it was out here. It was actually out here.
Oh, I see. So after you moved here.
Actually, I moved here and then I took off for a while. Mm-hmm. I got involved in music. Even though I went to a little bit of film school out here, I was also playing music at the time. And so I got wrapped up in music. It took me away.
Okay.
Yeah. And then I came back to LA maybe about 7 years ago now. 7 years ago, actually, this coming February.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
What kind of music? Were you writing? You're playing? What?
I was playing. I was writing. I was kind of doing it all. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Cool. Sounds good.
Go on. Oh, well, you also have Headshot Magazine. Tell us about that.
Yeah, I'm editor-in-chief of Headshot Magazine. It's a magazine I started for actors, lifestyle magazine, kind of dealing with a frame of mind of success. So basically, with all the things that I learned with distractions, like I got distracted with music and took off, I just saw a lot of patterns in myself and also in my thought patterns and how that affected my choices. Mm-hmm. And I started a magazine based off of those things and what I learned and how to, basically how to focus, how to hyper-focus, what it takes to be in this industry, especially for an actor coming from directing actors. I came from the stage as a kid. So I know basically the back end, I know the front end, and I know the what it takes up top. What I mean? So, started this magazine, and I brought a lot of fresh style to it. I find that a lot of magazines and any kind of information out there for actors is just stale.
Yeah.
It just doesn't have any style.
No, you're right.
When did you start the magazine?
Actually, 6 months ago. This is a new magazine.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. What's that like? I mean, that's like a lot of work, right?
Tons and tons of work. I had no life last year.
Really?
Yeah. No. I had a little bit of life.
Soon you'll be able to make it electronic and digital, and you won't have to do all the printing.
That's what it is, though.
Yeah.
Primarily.
Yeah. Oh, it is.
That's
online.
It.
Okay.
There's no point in going paper. Everything's absolutely digital.
Especially if you're not like a big publisher, obviously. Mm-hmm.
Well, not only that, I feel like everything's switching to the internet now. I write for two magazines and follow online.
Right.
Actually, one of them is it's both.
Yeah.
But the online stuff is just, what do you do in the morning or what do you do at night? You check your email, you go online, you go on your Facebook, you do this, you do that. When it comes to magazines, it's like I read it and I throw it away.
Right. Yeah.
See, I don't.
No, I know. I save some. You save magazines?
I read it and I collage out of it.
I love magazines.
Collage where? Where do you put it?
I make art and that's just like one of the things I like to do. I like to collage and but without magazines, I wouldn't be able to do that. I don't like how
you could draw.
How everything is electronic. It's
I know.
It's quite
I'm totally
irritating.
With you. I'm totally with you because I love books. I love magazines. I love newspapers. Okay. And they're all going away.
I will say this one thing though. I won't buy a book online. I won't buy I won't do it. I want the book in my hand.
Right.
Yeah.
But
exactly.
I love collecting books. Like actually collecting books. It's always been a thing.
Yeah.
So and I like old books especially. I don't know. So
yeah.
With that, yeah. But with magazines, yeah. I'd rather have them online.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Like news online.
You see, I
online.
Mean, it makes sense. And that's why everything is going digital, because mm-hmm. the expenses are so much lower and it's faster, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's just like with CDs, you know? You don't need a physical thing to get a song, you know? And
Reverb
that's what
Nation.
They're saying now. I mean, think about all the hassle they have to go through in order to get the newspaper to your house.
Right.
You know, I mean, you know, after the writing, you have to publish, you have to get the paper, you have to cut everything, you have to deliver it, you know.
Get the subscriptions. Right?
Yeah.
It's just a pain.
But that's the art of it. That's the beauty of it. That's what I love.
Absolutely.
You're stuck
you know,
in
the
past.
User.
You guys are stuck in the past.
Oh, shut up.
I personally, because I just disregard that, like, internet. I mean, yeah, I have a Facebook, Tumblr, whatever, and I check it out and stuff, but...
What's a Tumblr?
It's just like a blog type thing, you know, where you can post like photographs or whatever.
Can you just do it on Facebook?
I mean, it's just different. Like, what's a Twitter? I don't know what that is.
Well, that's amazing.
Like,
yeah, Tumblr is fantastic.
Okay.
I, or
this new thing, LinkedIn, that I've invited to 20 times. I have no idea what that is. But
well, that's old school.
Anyway. But no, I love, you know, having like a magazine in my hand. Not that I'm exactly for, you know, the destruction of trees, but that's a different ballpark. But no, I love having like magazine in hand or a book in hand, you know, like I feel like books carry like, you know, a certain energy to them. And
they do.
having like a Kindle or something so silly
it's
like
just,
that,
yeah.
it
not,
just takes, it depersonalizes it.
You're right, it does. And right. I'm very visual and I have like a huge imagination. So I want the book in my hand because it is an energy thing in a way. And it's like I create this whole story. You
right.
know? If it's online, I'm like, stale.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah,
you know?
And you have to read it on the screen. You
it
know?
Absorbs I mean, my brainwaves.
Yeah. You know, I mean, we read on screens all day, you know. It's like sometimes I just... And you know what? I love the smell of the paper. I love to hold the book.
I love an old
the
book
weight
smell.
Of it.
Especially
you know, everything.
Old books.
The
smell of
yes,
paper.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Ink, you know?
The smell of paper.
I do. The newspaper. Every day I smell the paper.
Yeah.
Because
you're
we're
like,
not, we're not going to have it one day.
Oh, my God.
You're like...
Oh. No, it's true.
Wow.
But that's how much I love to read, you know. So
right.
it's like everything that has to do with that.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm glad at least your sister is on my side.
No,
you know,
right.
She can
yeah,
understand.
Actually,
what
I am too. I agree. And even running one, I'm the same way. I would rather pick up a magazine
right,
than
yeah.
look at it online. Mm-hmm.
But as far as feasibility, I think,
absolutely.
You know, it's faster, it's cheaper.
I'm just,
that's why it's going that way.
I get it. I just feel like magazines should be online and books should not be.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's funny.
Okay.
Anyway, whatever.
Yeah, but you see, with music still, there's people that buy CDs because they like the cover, they like the physical thing. You know?
I still buy records.
Really?
And CDs.
Well, records are different.
Yeah.
I love records.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But there's, again,
they have just like that. I mean, again, goes back to the energy and the feeling of it.
Right.
It's different. Just so you can put on your iPod and you plug it into your car, put on a song, jam out, whatever. But it's
right.
different having a CD, having a CD collection or record collection.
I agree. Absolutely.
You
agree.
Know, I feel like it's very flavorful. It's very, you know, artful. And I just, you know, I collect that. And I think that's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know.
You see, I mean, the internet's brought a lot of great things. Like, have you guys heard of Spotify? Anybody using it? It's like
I mean, I have yet to experience
Facebook,
it, but I mean, I see that it's popping up all the time.
All it is, it's like the biggest jukebox in the world. Any song that you want, you just type it in, it comes up and it plays, and it costs you nothing.
On Facebook,
same
like
with Groove Shark.
Not on Facebook.
Groove Shark.
No, you
so it's
you
like
go
Pandora.
To Spotify.
I like Groove Shark.
But Pandora doesn't give you the songs you want. It gives
yes,
you
it
songs
does.
That it suggests.
If it's Gaga Radio.
What?
Oh my God.
I'm kidding. I had to say it. What? I'm sorry.
But no, like, okay, like Groove Shark, I like that better because with Spotify, I don't want people know, I don't want that to be displayed what I'm listening
but
to
not.
Every single moment
yeah, you
on
can
Facebook.
Actually turn
mine
it
is
off,
not,
you?
Yeah.
You can?
Yeah,
oh, because I see
oh,
that
I
all the time,
yeah.
and I don't ever want to, I don't want to publish, like, you know,
no,
what
wants,
I
no, I understand
I
what you're saying.
But yeah, like yeah. Groove Shark works, you know, just like that.
And you can find any song you want.
Any song,
really?
Any song, and you can just make your own playlist. And
So it's kind of like when you're on Skype, for example, and it shows you what you're listening to in your iTunes. It's kind of like that. So when you're on Facebook, it shows you what you're listening to. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
I kind of like that.
If you publish it,
I don't
though,
mind.
If, I guess if you publish, I didn't
fine.
Know that you could.
You all know what kind of mood I'm in
off.
By
right.
by what I'm listening to.
Yeah.
I have no shame in hiding it. I don't care.
Yeah.
Why?
I mean, I don't care either. I don't know. It's not like I listen to music for me, not for other people to like.
Well, I do the same thing.
I don't
care who knows.
differences in opinion.
We like having debates.
Well, that's good. That's a place to do it on the radio.
We kind of grew up like that. My dad will start a subject and we just kind of go off. And
Sounds like he knew what he was doing.
Their views are way out there. So actually, it was funny because we were in Florida. Remember when I got out of the car?
I was like,
I can't be in the car right now. This is so bad. Mm-hmm. We were in the car and we had this debate.
She jumped out of the car. Almost. Really? She was going to jump out physically, and then my mother was driving. We were wasted in the car. My mom was the only one that was sober.
Oh my God. Wait, is this a road trip?
This was just like a dinner gone sassy, and we were in the car and having this debate.
Over politics and
it was like a little political debate.
And human rights and things. My father's on one side and her and I are on a complete opposite end. Mm-hmm. So her and I were debating over things, which normally is fine. But because we had all had huge, very strong margaritas, mm-hmm. it became my dad started really attacking. And it was just so screaming in the car back and forth that I'm like, I was having an awesome time and now I'm not. And like my ears hurt, frankly, and I don't want to be in the car anymore. I'm going to walk. And so I did. I got out of the car.
So she just got out of the car.
And I walked like miles. And then what I did is I found a nail place on the way and I'm like, I'm going to go relax and get my nails done here. And then I called you guys later. I'm like, because they kept calling me and I was like, I'm tuning out right now.
Yeah.
You know, I need to chill because that was way too much.
Agreed.
She and my mother came and got me. And I was like, I'll walk the whole way. I don't care if it's 10 miles. I'm walking. I need to walk this off. Anyway, but yeah, so our debates can be
a little overdramatic, but yeah.
It's cool. What's the age difference between you two?
11 years.
11 years, wow.
Yeah.
And you have other siblings too, right, in between?
Right, our brother's in between.
Oh, mm-hmm. Two brothers?
One brother.
One brother.
Yep.
Okay.
Monkey in the middle.
Yeah.
Well, actually, it's weird. My birthday is Christmas, and my brother's is Christmas Eve.
Wow.
I know.
How cool.
And they're 6 years. Yeah. How does that happen?
I don't know. I don't want to think about
it. That wasn't planned?
No.
Okay.
And my parents' names are Mary and Joe, so I'm just saying I'm God.
Well, let's not go there.
Although sometimes you feel like one, right?
Yeah.
don't let that get to her head.
Anyways. But yeah, so there's a big age difference, but I mean, we're all very close.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I talk to her almost every other day or Gmail chat or Facebook or something.
Yeah.
Probably like babysitting her and stuff when you were younger. And
I kind of raised her.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
She was.
Yeah. She was my baby doll. She was my kid. She was like mine. Like, mine. I actually named her.
Really?
Yeah. So my parents were like, because I was 11 at the time and they were like, we're having another kid, but I don't want to tell you this. And I was like, cool. Can I name her or name it? And like, girl, boy. And they're like, girl. I'm like, yes. Because I had a brother.
She named me after her American Girl doll. Let's just get that straight. It wasn't an original name she chose.
Because my favorite books growing up were from the American Girls collection, Samantha Parkington. And I used to walk around and pretend I was Samantha Parkington. And it was pretty funny. And so my parents were like, if it's not a stupid, insane name, we'll let you name her. So I named her Samantha Elizabeth.
How cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. Do you like your name?
I mean, it's okay.
It is a cool name.
Ew. Samantha was my favorite name.
I mean, I don't know. I could have gone with like Luna or something. No. But
you ever go by Sam?
Yeah, all the time. People call me Sam.
Yeah.
That's cool.
But it was fun. I used to dress her up and like.
Yeah, but then there were her times that she's not.
I was a teenager.
Opening. Oh, yeah. Remember that one time when she was watching us, or supposed to be? She was locked in her room talking to her boyfriend. And she had locked the door, and I had this little Barbie car, you know, this little, like, electric little thing, Power Wheels or whatever.
I don't remember this
and
at all.
So we had this really steep driveway, and my brother decided to do a wheelie with the thing. He's like, if we take it down the driveway, it'll go really fast. And then we'll turn it and it'll like make a donut. It'll be really cool. I'm like, I don't want to do that. And he's like, no, we're going to do it anyway. And so we did. And he's like taking it. I was like, Joe. And I was like, you have to wear your seatbelt at least. So he's like, not wearing a seatbelt. I was the only one wearing it. So he takes the thing, it hits a rock, and it flips over. And of course, I was the only one wearing my damn seatbelt, so I got strapped into the vehicle.
Yeah.
See?
And it flips over, and where's Bridgetta? Like, nowhere to be found. These little two little twats are playing outside.
Or, yeah.
So he carries me up to your room, and that's when you felt really, she felt really bad, but.
I was like 15, yeah. You know what I mean? Like, I was in my own world, 15, 16.
Yeah.
Or another time when they decided to play Fireman off the balcony and broke a collarbone.
She walked in on my brother. My brother was like, let's play Fireman, whatever. So like,
wait, let me explain this first. So we have the internal vacuum cleaner where you stick the hose into a wall. So it just kind of, and like the vacuum's inside the wall. So you plug this hose in and it drapes over. There's a balcony upstairs that looks over to the family room down below.
Right.
And they took the hose, plugged it in the wall, draped it through the railing and down, and my brother's swinging on it and jumping, and it's really high up,
yeah.
Swinging under the couches. And then she goes to do it, and the thing comes undone at the wall. And I wasn't home yet. I was supposed to be home from school,
yeah.
But I wasn't because I was back in the day with my guy, whatever. And
yeah.
Whatever. They'll be fine because they usually don't do – I mean.
So as she walks in, the vacuum is falling on top of both of us.
I walk in. As this is happening, I'm like, oh, no. And she broke her collarbone. Mm.
Really? That's bad. All, huh?
She broke my nose.
Really?
When she was four, she broke me off. Me four wow. feet.
Yeah.
How did that happen?
Yeah.
We had this, like, you know, this, what do you call them? Like, playhouses?
Little Tykes Playhouse.
Yeah.
Which, are, by the way, are very dangerous for little kids. Don't
really?
Buy them. Yes, because if they can break my nose, you're going to break, you know, a little child's nose, which actually can kill them.
Wow.
Yes.
All I did was open the door. And she happened to be standing there. She fell over.
I was babysitting her and another little girl. I used to nanny a lot. And they were inside, and I was bringing sandwiches inside. And I was going in as they were coming out. I remember you laughing because Chrissy's hair was like crazy.
Chrissy.
Yeah, it was Chrissy. Anyway, so we go in, and as I'm going in, she comes out and smacks the door open on my nose. It breaks like instantly. I'm gurgling blood. I can't breathe. I can't talk.
So I call 911.
She can barely speak to 911 because she's four. Where do you live? I don't know.
You know, hey.
I actually had to go next door to the neighbors and be like, like, yeah, it was. My mom wound up coming when the ambulance came. It was really embarrassing because I knew the ambulance people too. They were friends, and I'm like,
small town, huh?
Yeah, yeah. Well, I used to work for a police department. Story back yeah. then. So I search and rescue. And
but you were 14, 15.
Yeah.
So how did you know these people?
Volunteer. I did a lot of volunteer.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I did search and rescue and explorer program.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I wanted to be in the FBI when I was younger. So
really?
I did everything I could to, yeah. I know.
So what changed your mind?
Commercials, acting, I don't know. Was,
yeah.
Playing
art. Just
too.
In general.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, exactly.
She realized she had enough with conformity.
What? Yeah. Yeah, obviously she couldn't be a fireman or anything.
Yeah,
you know?
I wanted to like, yeah. I don't know, I want to be a profiler. I like going in a room and figuring out blood and things like that don't bother me.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Figuring like, people out, why they did it, what not, you know. Yeah.
Put a makeup on dead bodies.
Exactly.
You're talking about
makeup
that
on
earlier.
Dead bodies. I would do that.
Yeah.
I have no problem with that. I'm not freaked out by anything except for bugs, which is
so silly.
I
love bugs. I really don't like the sight of blood.
I'm fine with blood. I'm fine with jumping off buildings. I'm fine with, you know, doing all these crazy things. Insects, no. But, yeah, I have no problem with it.
Yeah.
Why not? I mean, it is, you know.
Yeah.
Anyway. Our subjects just keep changing.
Yeah, well, that's the way it goes.
I know.
But it's, it's really cool. I just finished reading a book by, Michael Crichton, is it? Yeah. It's called Micro. And what happened is these people get shrunk and they live in this, they're like half an inch tall, right?
Mm-hmm.
So then they start having to deal with the rainforest and being that small, and like all the bugs are like huge against them, you know? So it's like
them.
A whole
Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
Yeah, exactly.
I Shrunk the Kids.
And it's a mix of that and Jurassic Park and,
all
these.
Yeah. Then a bug to me would be something I'd eat, whatever, kill it, eat it.
Yeah,
cool.
But that's the thing is that the bugs were killing them.
Yeah.
And,
Starship Troopers.
Yeah. And first I thought, how am I going to read a whole book about bugs and stuff,
right.
you know? But it wasn't that bad, actually, you
really?
Know? You learn a lot about them, you know, about spiders and shit
I'm
like
good.
That.
I'm good. Thanks.
Yeah, you don't want to learn.
No, not so much.
An amazing book, by the way. I highly recommend it if you guys like adventures. Yeah.
Yeah, I read a lot, but I like mystical things.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Just weird things out of the ordinary.
Me too.
I like folklore. Yeah. I like mysteries. I like... That's the thing, even with movies too. Mm-hmm. I hate watching a movie because I can always guess what's going to happen. I'm like, I already know what the writer's going to do. I already know what this. There's very few movies that get me. Like, I remember when The Sixth Sense first came out, I was like, oh, I have this figured out, I think. But I like this. This is
really
clever. Yes. And I like those kind of, and there's very few films that are like that. Mm. But when there is something like that, I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
Got my attention. Yeah.
I know. And in that movie, you know, it would have been easy to figure it out because he was never talking to anybody, you know. Nobody was ever talking to him.
Yeah, I noticed everything.
Yeah, you see, I didn't notice that until the end.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah, anyways.
Yeah.
What were we
saying? So you don't get to enjoy movies then, if you know what's going to happen.
But I do. I enjoy them just for the sake of it. But if one is very well written, or then I'm like, oh, wow, that becomes one of my favorites.
Right.
Like Pulp Fiction, for example. Like, that, it is what it is, but there's so many hidden things inside it. Mm-hmm. And every time I watch it, I catch something else.
Hidden things like what? Because that's pretty much just about
There's so many. It is random.
I mean, that's a
style. But there's a lot of connections that are kind of like through it. Like,
yeah.
You know.
And not only that, but it was like out of sequence. You know, it's sort of like the beginning was the middle.
Yeah.
And you know, so it was like three parts, and they mixed them up and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what was unique about that movie.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah. I know. The same thing with The Matrix. Do you like The Matrix? Have you seen it?
Of course I've seen it. No, yeah. I watch all that kind of stuff. Like, yeah. I'm into everything.
You see, I liked all the philosophy and stuff in it. You know, it was really interesting. And I usually don't watch a movie more than once, you know, but that one I must have seen like 8 times.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, every time you watch it, you find different things, you know, and that's cool.
Yeah.
You know, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Some cool movies. What are your favorite movies? Do you have any?
Oh, man. You know, that's a tough question for me. When I get asked that, I have no idea how to respond.
Yeah.
You know,
anything that pops into your mind right away?
Oh, man. I'm just a big fan of comedies these days.
Really?
When you're busy and you've got so much going on, you
kind of be like,
exactly. I want to be entertained these
days. Something light.
Yeah.
Yeah. Especially coming from like filmmaking and going to film school. It used to be about, you know, give me those heavy hitters.
Right.
Now I could care less. I just want to laugh.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
So, you know, you name it, some comedy out there, you know, that's it.
Yeah,
that's my favorite.
Like The Hangover.
I'll go with
and shit like
that. Things like that.
Wow. I don't really like The Hangover.
Oh, no, I didn't either.
Hangover 2 was the worst movie. I left in the middle of it.
I didn't like it. It's terrible.
You know, 30 Minutes or Less was very funny. Have you seen that one?
No.
With Jesse Eisenberg? He's a pizza guy, pizza delivery guy. You gotta watch it. I don't want to give it away, but it's really funny.
Okay.
You know, and that Indian actor, I don't know his name, I think he's on one of the shows on TV. I don't know, but he's really funny.
I have no
so
idea.
You gotta catch that show. Yeah, it just came out on DVD.
Sweet.
Yeah. What about Mission Impossible? Anyone seen that yet?
Oh.
The new one?
Oh,
no.
I haven't.
I've been wanting to.
Yeah, it looks pretty good.
Yeah, you haven't seen it?
No, I haven't seen that.
I saw Sherlock Holmes the day it opened.
Yeah?
Oh, I haven't seen Sherlock Holmes.
Yeah, I thought it sucked, though, the first one. I don't know about the second one.
They both weren't that great. But I love the books, so I was like, oh.
Yeah, the books
Midnight
are
in
good.
Paris was so good.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, it was so good. Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. Well, I was obsessed with Woody Allen, so that's just...
Really?
Yeah.
Actually, you know what's weird? One of my favorite movies, which is... Sorry, I'm going to cut you off. Were you talking still?
It's all you.
Hey.
She's learned, you see.
Yeah,
she knows who her sister is.
Let Me In. Have you guys ever seen Let Me In?
Who's in that?
There are unknowns.
Unknowns?
Or actually,
like
the original.
An indie or?
Indie. The original was Let the Right One In, which I think was Swedish.
Oh, yes.
I'm obsessed.
Okay.
It's like a modern day Romeo and Juliet with like vampire.
Those remakes. Those remakes.
I love it. It's one of my favorite films of all time.
Wow.
Yeah, Romeo and Juliet with Claire Danes and Leonardo DiCaprio. It's one of my favorite movies.
Okay.
Love it.
Okay.
Anyways.
Sounds good.
Thank you.
Anyway.
So, I like that
so Samantha, what do you do in New York? Do you go to school? I mean, because you mentioned something about school, right?
She does a lot of things. She also works at the... Well, God, I talk.
Yeah. Yeah. Again, like she's not in the room.
I do this.
Sorry, motor mouth. I'm in school for... I'm doing public health and psychology, but my focus is alternative medicine.
Oh, wow.
So,
and you're into that, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm. We're all into like holistic and
our whole family is.
Mostly.
Well, but
mostly.
Mostly. Yeah. We're trying to still acclimate my father within that
mystical
field, but he's a little apprehensive.
He's a very science.
Yeah.
Which is where the debates come from.
Exactly. Yes. He's very analytical.
Yeah.
So when you go to college, they actually teach you that stuff, the alternative medicine too?
Well, what I'm doing, I'm in a program, just the public health program, and basically I'm doing independent studies to facilitate more towards my major, towards what I want to do, which is I'd like to be an herbalist. And so, you know, I've taken alternative and complementary medicine. They have that, but and I learned a lot. And also I'm doing an internship where I'm working now. It's in Midtown Manhattan. It's this. It's called the New York Open Center.
Mm.
And
it's a spiritual center.
It's a it's a holistic cultural arts center that focuses in just all this like spiritual modalities, different types of healing methods. Also, it's an art gallery. We have like acting. We have painting. We have like shamanism classes and courses. And
really, wow.
Yeah, it's an incredible center.
It really is. I wish there was something like that here.
What kind,
hopefully there will
attract?
Be.
Wait, what kind of people does it attract? Like what's
you know, it's funny like? Because they used to be located in Soho, and that was more of an intimate group. And then when they moved to Midtown, which is like it's in between 5th and Madison, so it's like kind of right in the middle. Mm-hmm. And really anyone, people will just come stumbling into our center and being like, open the door and just say, what is this place? You know,
uh-huh.
What is this place? Because it has this almost like this tranquility about it, that it just draws you in from off the street. You could be Joe Smo walking along, you know, going to Starbucks, whatever, and just, you know, stop on the side of the street and just like come in. And we see that all the time.
Really?
You know, people just come in and being like, what is this place? And like, we'll tell them about it. And that's my job.
And they have a lot of speakers that come in that are really well known around the world as well. Mm-hmm. So
we have healers come in throughout the world. We also worked with, we collaborate with other universities like Columbia University, NYU, and, with their like, spiritual centers or like, you know, Middle Eastern institutes. You know, we just held a conference at Columbia University of Islamic mysticism. And it was interesting because that was right around 9/11. And, the crowd, it was basically just opening up a whole new realm of Islam that, you know, has never really been talked about. And it was really very incredible, and it attracted a lot of different people.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, you know, I noticed they don't really have anything like that here in L.A.
No, they
or at
don't
least
really.
That I have yet to find, which is why I'm so eager to move out here.
I'm sure it's here.
It's
someplace. It's got to be.
We've got Agape, but that's not, it's nothing like this. There's nothing like that at all.
Really? So no. In the entire city of L.A., they don't have that?
I mean, not as big as that is. I mean, you've got your little places that you focus on, or little groups here and there. But there's nothing that kind of takes everything in, which I find that place amazing.
Yeah.
It's fascinating to walk in. Yeah. I loved being there.
Well, maybe that's in your future to open up a place like that.
Well, that is in the cards for me. That's what I would love to do is, have it be like an open art gallery with a yoga studio and, a healing studio and a meditation center is also that something that they have. The New York Open Center has, and it's really great because we have a sign, that says like meditation center open to the public, and we all have random people come in and be like, can you show us like your meditation area? And they look so confused about it, and we show them, and they're just like, oh, this is great, it's great, And then they see all the classes we offer, and then they normally like sign up and take a class, and they come back where we have so many members, and it's really incredible because my bosses are shamans, like you can't get any better than that.
Is there a certain like form of meditation? Does it have a specific title?
It really depends, there are so many different classes from so many different types of religions and, spiritual, I guess, practices. So
it's the open center, so is it?
It has every, almost every practice, so many different, as I said, Islamic mysticism, we have Native American healing, we have, all types of healing modalities, Reiki to Ayurveda. Ayurveda is an ancient Indian. It's kind of like Oriental medicine of India.
That's what I'm into.
Basically, that just uses like the five elements: earth, wind, fire, water.
I thought there's only four.
Spirit.
No.
Oh, sorry. The universe. The universe. I couldn't think. Sorry. Sorry. The fifth element is the universe. And using those, and it's really fascinating because I've learned so much. I never heard of Ayurveda until I worked there.
Yeah.
And I took a course, and I was assisting, and I just fell in love with it. So it's something that I love.
Wow. So how did you get involved in this stuff? I mean, did you always know you wanted it, or?
It goes back to stop being so modest. She's just so modest.
I know.
It actually goes back to my sister when we were very, very, very young. I can see subtle energies, and so can she. We see them in different ways, and. She always told me that I could, and she always, when my parents were like, you're seeing things, you're dreaming, you're...
Because as a child, you're more open to that, and as soon as you learn reality and step into the world, like, no, that's wrong, don't listen to this, or that shouldn't, there's no such thing as go, or you hear, like, the public say it, then you shut down. You shut down, and you lose a lot of your
And then you only focus on the tangible.
Right.
But what, you know, Bridgetta always enforced in me, you know, and even maybe when she didn't even realize it, because she was such a spiritual person herself, was just knowing that it's okay to, you know that something is there. You may not have to broadcast it, because I'd be like, Mom, Mom. Mm-hmm. And, you know, she'd be like, you need to get your eyes checked, Sam. Like, what's wrong with you? And I'm just like,
Well, because my mother would deny it, because she's very spiritual as well. But, well, she's seen a lot in her life, but she denies it. And it's like, it was wrong. It's like growing up for her, her parents were like, no, you didn't see that. Stop it. Don't talk about it. You'll bring more. Or what? It was just very negative.
Right.
So, I've always been attracted to stones and gemstones and the power of stones. And when I was younger, my mother took them all away. Get rid of this voodoo. And I'm like, it's not voodoo.
And incense, she wouldn't let
she
us
took
burn.
Away my incense.
Or candles.
Really?
Or,
yeah.
My mother had very different experiences with, you know, I guess this type of, like, I don't know what we call it, third world. I don't know what you want to call it, but
another different.
It could have been a very protective thing, though, because the thing is that if you don't know what you're doing at that young of an age with it,
right, I agree.
You could possibly open things up.
Agree.
So
right.
I think there's some reason what she was doing there.
I agree. And like that's thank God why Ouija was never allowed in our house and things like that, which I did anyway, and never did again after
really?
I did it because I
you
yes.
freaked out.
I've never done it just because you told me never to do it.
I told her never to do it, and like you're never allowed to do it. And I think that's the thing. You don't listen to your parents normally. You listen to you know your siblings and whatnot. So I mean at least she did.
I had I guess an enlightenment if you'd like to say when I was around 18 when I quit skating, and I hit rock bottom because I lost all my funding from Team USA and you know I wasn't competing anymore and it was really hard and so I was like what do I do and I went through this funk and I started smoking a lot of pot and it just wasn't a very good time for me and
well smoking pot should have been a great time for you.
I mean it was great, I'm not gonna deny it, but I just I don't know, something just hit me and I started, you know, really getting into it in a different way than I had before. It wasn't about ghosts, it wasn't about, you know, oh this place is haunted, let me like figure out why. It was more of an inner light inside that I wanted to share with the world.
Right.
And so that just kind of put me on my path.
Yeah. That's usually how it happens. You know, you get that enlightenment right after it's really dark, you know,
I guess.
After you, you know,
I think
it's because you're like so low. The only way to look is up, you know,
I guess so. No, you're right. I don't know. With me, I've always been, I don't know. I've always,
you never had dark. That's what
no,
you're
I've had dark.
Oh,
no,
okay.
I've had dark, but I've always, been into, connected to my inner spirit and the spiritual world and I've always been that way.
Have you had like a big low in your life also when, you know, to cause you to be more spiritual even? Or,
Definitely had some, I mean, everyone has lows, but had some shit. Absolutely.
Yeah.
But no, even as a child, I was always into that whole thing. I don't know.
Yeah.
I just, that's the thing when like my parents would be like, it's not there, don't do this. I'm like, fine, then I just won't tell you anymore.
Yeah.
You know, and I would just, myself.
And that approach is so much better than I guess what I did. I just shunned it all out completely.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't, I guess, accepted. But, and then, you know, my sister and I, like, she moved out when I was, I don't know.
I was 18. I was like, I need
to. Yeah. So I was young.
Peace
I was
out.
Nine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, it was like she had always have had that, and then I lived with my parents. And I never had, didn't have her anymore, so I didn't have that, you know, that positive reinforcement. I mean, like that is okay, you know. So then, you know, I guess when it was when I moved out is when I realized it again.
Yeah.
So.
Wow. James, what about you? Are you like into this stuff? Do you believe any of it?
Or? Absolutely. Everything they're saying, I'm totally into it. Yeah. I have my sides as well.
Yeah.
And things. Maybe I'm not as vocal about it most of the time. I mean, close friends know. Definitely know. But certain things. I mean, it's different as a guy. You know that.
Yeah.
You know, we need to be talking more about football than we need to be talking about that. I'm totally into it. And I think as a kid, too, I was really open. And mm-hmm. I did do some shutting down as well because of that. Mm-hmm. I mean, coming from Texas, you know, you're really supposed to be thinking about football.
Yeah.
You know? Coming from there. So I had to block a lot of things. Yeah. Kind of out, but it's unraveled and I'm into it. And like, you know, Bridgetta and anybody else who usually comes into my life, are connected to these things.
Really?
I'm surrounded by people just like these two girls right here.
Wow.
I am. And it's because of how I vibe and all that kind of stuff.
Right.
And
yeah.
I'm a strong believer in that. And so absolutely. I'm a big fan. Keep talking about it.
Yeah.
We can talk about anything, but it's good stuff. It's good stuff.
Yeah. And so Samantha, just, I wanted to know about the Team USA thing. Mm-hmm. What age were you when you joined or?
Well, I started ice dancing when I was 13, and I guess that's when it really started.
I thought you started when you were like 9.
I mean, I started skating when I was 9,
but
I started ice dancing, which was like very, that's when it started. You know, that's when I guess I started getting realizing I was good enough to.
She's getting recognized.
You know, the Olympics was not, it was something that was very achievable for me.
Right.
And so, you know, when I was 13, I made it to my first junior nationals, and then I got partnered up with my ex-boyfriend.
Right.
And we skated together for 4 years, so like 14 to 18. We made Team USA, and my thing was, we ranked third at nationals, and then we were sent out to compete for the United States, and I suffered from a severe concussion.
She's had a few. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Horrible.
We had three.
Like right before that?
Yep.
Wow.
Right before we were about to compete, I suffered from a really severe concussion. And I wasn't myself, and I still tried to keep skating, and I convinced my neurologist. I was like, I need. I was like,
that's my phone. It wasn't a vibrator. No, sorry.
Go ahead.
It's okay. I said I'll do anything I need to keep. You know, in order to be on any Olympic team, you have to go through these trials. You know, So you have to be assessed before you go out to compete. So I didn't want to lose my place, my spot. And so you had to be seen. So, but I couldn't skate. I wasn't cleared. So I was like, all right. I asked my neurologist. Like, I was like, I don't know. I'm just going to give this a shot. If I wear a hockey helmet, can I skate? He's like, yeah. And I was like, you've got to be kidding me. Like, I'm going to be the first ice dancer wearing a hockey helmet.
And it was. It was all over the news.
Really?
So, yeah, you can Google it.
Wow.
And I stoned it. I decked it out, collaged it. And
it was a pimpin' hockey helmet.
I got a lot of shit for it too, because people were like, you don't need that. If she's that hurt, why is she even here? And then people were like, she just wants attention. And I'm just like, I just want everyone to shut up. I just want to keep my spot. I want to keep my assignments and skate. So my coach and my partner at the time, they're like, look, you know, you don't need to wear it. You don't need to wear your helmet. You know, we're only skating for 3 minutes. We're doing a 3-minute dance.
Thank God you did.
So I went out, skated, I fell on my head again with the helmet on.
Are you serious?
Yep.
Wow.
And?
Yeah.
And?
I was like, karma to all you bitches, because I don't know if I'm allowed to say that on the
air. No, it's fine.
You can say whatever the fuck you want.
Okay. So, and then I had to take off more time, and then we got it together. We went to Czech Republic. We skated well. And then we went to nationals, and this was whether we were going to go to Junior Worlds or not.
Mm-hmm.
Junior Worlds is basically, you know, everyone in the world that's under the Olympic level competes, you know, for the top, you know, 4 spots. So I fell on my head again on the practice ice at nationals, which is where all the top teams in the U.S. come together and compete for the top 3 spots to go to Junior Worlds.
Right.
And we were tied basically between second and all the way down to 8th place. There was like half a point difference.
Really?
Yeah, it was so neck and neck because everyone was on Team USA.
Right.
and I fell on my head again. And so, you know, after that, I was just like...
Well, also the doctors had said that if she were to fall again, she could die.
That's
possibly.
It, yeah.
I could die. I could suffer from second impact syndrome.
Yeah.
Which way I could have, you know, brain damage that is
right,
reversible.
Right, just become like a vegetable or something. Yeah.
Right.
You know, she was crying out loud. Yeah. Yeah.
And she was going to the top people. Like, we had some of the Ravens doctors, like the...
Yeah, I mean, I had the top neurologist at Hopkins
working
with me and, you know, assessing me along the way. And they were amazing. And Team USA was amazing also because they kept us on the team even though I wasn't able to... Because I was supposed to go to Budapest. I was supposed to go to a few other countries to compete. And they kept, you know, they kept us on the team. We had our funding, you know, even though I had my injury. And then when I... You know, we quit because it was just, it was so stressful. And, you know,
she also doesn't have a life. Like, she would wake up at, you know, 5:30, 6 a.m., skate in the mornings, go to school. She actually eventually was homeschooled.
I was homeschooled eventually when I made Team USA because I had to sacrifice my, I had a social life. I had a, you know, I had a boyfriend. I had like,
well, everything
you know,
was skating.
Everything was skating. Yeah, that's exactly it. And so when I quit, it was like a huge awakening for me. Mm-hmm. And then I went to school, and now I'm right where I need to be. But it's kind of crazy even to think back because that was such a long time ago for me, and it's not my interest anymore. I hate skating.
Wow.
I hate it.
I mean, I love skating, but it's just I'm so burned out from it that I just really I don't miss it. I just miss performing. I miss being on stage. I miss.
It's a lot of pressure for a kid.
It was
kid,
a lot.
I think,
it was a lot of pressure for her. My mother became someone that I didn't know. At the time, you know, like the Texas cheerleading moms, it was very much like that. I couldn't even stand to be around that at all. It was awful.
Well, I wasn't allowed to do anything. You know, I signed a contract. Like I wasn't allowed to, you know, do what other kids were doing. I couldn't go skiing. I couldn't go, you know, snowboarding.
She wasn't a kid. Yeah,
I wasn't able to allowed to do these things because, you know, I signed a contract with the, you know, Team USA being like, you're not going to get hurt. You're not going to do drugs. And you're going to skate and
that's your life.
That's your life.
Right.
You wake up and you dream skating.
If you're represententing us, you have to sacrifice to do, you know, you've sacrificed.
It makes
to make.
Sense.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Which is
sense.
What any Olympic athlete has to do.
You have to do that in anything really.
Right.
For a high level, you have to do it. It just makes sense.
Yeah. Well, we've got to wrap up, guys. James, do you want to plug your business so people can come?
Plug my business.
Yes, please.
You know what? Check out headshotmagazine.com. Photography, fail-safe photography, and I love you all.
Sounds good. And Sam, anything you want to plug? You want people to know about you? Maybe you're looking for a date while you're here?
Any sexy LA boy want to take me out, sure.
No.
If anyone's heading to New York City, check out the New York Open Center because it will definitely...
Where can they find it? What's the site?
Just go to newyorkopencenter.com and...
It's not .org?
Actually, it might be .org.
It's .org.
It's really sad. I don't know that.
Okay.
It's probably .org. Anyways, just check it out because it'll definitely
change your life.
Sounds good. Well, guys, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Have fun. And Brigetta, thank you so much.
Absolutely. Tomorrow we have energymuse.com coming. One of my favorite
Sounds good.
Companies. Yes.
Okay. So please join us then. Bye.
Bye.
You have been listening to Sam in the Morning, which airs every weekday from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. To get in contact with the show, please send email to info@latalkradio.com. Sam in the Morning is a production of LA Talk Radio. We say what we want.